The opposition demands for the release and compensation of all people arrested and convicted under the nullified Computer Misuse Amendment Act. This after the Constitutional Court declared key provisions of the Computer Misuse Amendment Act null and void for their inconsistency with the Constitution, particularly the protection of freedom of expression under Article 29. The spokesperson, Uganda People's Congress Party, Sharon Oyat, proposes that government instead aligns existing laws in a bid to safeguard civil liberties.
Unfortunately, many of the people that have been culpits or have fallen victims of this law were youth, and youth are unfortunately the largest number of people, and they are also the ones who are more opinionated about the happenings or the surroundings of Ugandan politics. And many politicians, especially those in higher offices, have taken the law into their hands to get these individuals arrested to protect their image, and yet they are doing the wrong thing. Landmark ruling is going to help a number of the youth, but it's also going to expand the freedom of expression.
Sure.